underappreciated job, often misjudged. According to management expert Peter F. Drucker, some might see business as nothing more than a mindless game of chance where anyone ruthless enough could succeed. But those who work in management argue that it's far more complex than that. Management, often misinterpreted, is a vital force propelling our society towards better health and productivity. Despite its significance, its reputation continues to dwindle. This is partly because many perceive management as mere supervision, but in reality, it's far more than that. Management isn't just about overseeing others, it's about creating value. The essence of management lies in the creation of value. When a business effectively utilizes its resources to provide valuable products or services that satisfy customers and stakeholders, it thrives, and management must ensure this value creation process runs smoothly. Define and deliver value. Who decides what's valuable? If a company aims to boost its worth, who sets the goals? Value can mean different things to different people. Each customer sees value differently. What's important to one might not matter much to another. But for a business, the key is to define what value means and focus on delivering it to customers. The core purpose of any company isn't just selling products like software or cars, it's about creating value. A company exists to make things better for its customers. Management needs to keep this in mind and make sure everyone in the company does too. Customers aren't interested in how hard you work or how complex your operations are. What they care about is the benefit your product or service brings to their lives or businesses. Business models. A business model is like a roadmap showing how a company plans to make money. With the rise of new businesses, especially online, there's been a lot of talk about what makes a good business model. Think of it as a story that explains how a company will succeed. For investors and customers to get on board, the model needs to be crystal clear and easy to understand. A successful business always starts with a straightforward idea that anyone can grasp. In a way, devising a new business model is akin to creating a fresh tale. Just as stories often draw from familiar themes, new business models build upon existing ideas. Choosing the right narrative and business model defines a company's mission in creating value. Companies must weave narratives that mirror their identity and priorities. For instance, at 3M, stories highlight innovation, while at Southwest Airlines, tales applaud exceptional customer service. One story recounts a gate agent's kindness in assisting a family who arrived at the airport with their pet, unaware that it couldn't fly with them. To salvage their journey, the agent took the dog home until their return. Strategy. Strategy is like the map for a successful business journey. Everyone knows it's important, but not everyone understands what it means. Some folks think it's all about complicated plans or big brainstorming sessions. But whether it's fancy analysis or just a simple mission statement, it all falls under the umbrella of strategy. That's why some people roll their eyes at strategy sessions. But ignore it at your own risk. Strategy is key to how well your business performs. In business, it's crucial to have a strong plan that explains how your company operates and stays afloat. This plan should outline how you interact with others in the business world and what you do to succeed. Remember, it's not just about doing well. You also need to outperform your competitors. Customers always have choices, so every move your company makes affects how it stacks up against other options out there. Basic disciplines. Great managers are known for consistently achieving results year after year. When people trust that a manager will deliver the numbers, it's a big compliment. Consistent success isn't just about working hard or having special talents from birth. Instead, it comes down to mastering a few basic performance disciplines. Have you ever come across the 80-20 rule? It's like a secret code for how things work in life. Imagine this. In a company, a small part of the work does most of the heavy lifting. For example, salespeople find that around 80% of their sales come from just 20% of their customers. And it's not just companies. Even your household budget follows this rule. You'll probably notice that about 80% of your spending comes from just 20% of the stuff you buy. Jack Welch, the former CEO of General Electric, believed in putting the best people in charge of the biggest opportunities and investing most of the company's money where it would bring the highest returns. This idea, known as Pareto's Law or the 80-20 rule, has big implications for quality control. It means that a small number of problems usually cause the majority of defects. A book called The Quality Control Handbook, published in 1951, noticed this pattern and suggested that focusing on these few key issues could dramatically improve product quality. Surprisingly, the U.S. initially ignored this idea, but Japan accepted it, leading to significant improvements in their manufacturing processes. Eventually, the U.S. caught on, with companies like GE implementing programs like Six Sigma to tackle quality issues head-on. Continuous improvement. When companies want to make their products or services better, they start by asking customers what they value most. GE calls these things critical to quality elements, or CTQs. Another term for them is the drivers of quality. Pareto's Law has both good and bad news. The bad news is that a lot of effort often doesn't give much result. 80% of the work only leads to 20% of the results. But if you focus a bit of your energy on more important things, you'll see a big improvement. Pareto's Law gives a way to perform better. Use the 80-20 rule consistently. It might not seem obvious at first, but it's worth it. Instead of spreading your attention thin, use the 80-20 rule to work smarter, not harder. Getting better at what you do is important in business. It's like always leveling up your skills, but even cooler. You've probably heard of stuff like Moore's Law or Kaizen from Toyota. They're all about this idea of getting better and better, faster and faster. The trick is to make progress every single day. Leading people. Warren Buffett once said that when hiring, look for three qualities: integrity, intelligence, and energy. He emphasized that without integrity, the other qualities can be harmful. This means values should always come first. In business, there's a divide between hard subjects like numbers and soft topics like human behavior, but this division mainly matters in classrooms. Henry Ford aimed to streamline production by minimizing human involvement, famously stating, "Why is it that whenever I ask for a pair of hands, a brain comes attached?" He believed in centralizing decision-making within his company. However, management guru Peter Drucker challenged this approach, advocating for a more holistic view of employees' contributions to their employers. Drucker's perspective, which values the entirety of individuals rather than just their physical labor, ultimately proved more effective. Empower individuals for success. The key to managing people isn't to control them, but to empower them. Top performers excel when they're given the freedom to manage their own time effectively. The job of management is to create an environment where this self-management can thrive. People need to take charge of their work. It's a delicate balance. On one side, talented individuals resist being micromanaged. They want to be recognized for their unique abilities, and rightfully so. But on the other side, success often relies on working together as a team. So, how do you convince individuals to invest their skills in something bigger than themselves? Especially when there's a clash between personal pride and the organization's needs. Having a shared set of values is super important for companies. They often say they respect each person, but sometimes it's just talk. Albert Einstein once said that actions speak louder than words. So, if a company respects individuals, how does that show in how they manage things? First off, they need to be crystal clear about what values and skills they want in their team. They should hire folks who match those values. Stories are great for showing what's important and how people should act. Managers need to create a vibe where employees can handle stuff themselves. Values are a big part of making that happen. What comes next? Let's take a deep dive into your company's performance. Is it hitting the mark or falling short? To make sure you're on track to create value and enable teamwork and self-management, consider these key points. 1. Purpose. First up, you need a clear vision and a mission worth pursuing. Your leadership team has to make sure everyone knows exactly what the goal is. 2. Design. Think of your organization like a well-oiled machine. It needs to be set up just right to achieve its purpose, while also being ready to take on competition from outside. It's all about creating a setup that's built for success. 3. Execution. Having a killer plan on paper isn't enough. You've got to walk the walk. Your team needs to be able to get stuff done and make a real impact. After all, getting things done is the ultimate measure of management success. Bet on what the future holds. Today's managers are a lot like ancient sailors. They have to keep their eyes on where they're heading, just like sailors watch the horizon, but they can't ignore where they are right now. Managers know they have to come up with new ideas or risk being left behind. They have to spend money on things that might not pay off, just like sailors taking a chance on new routes. In short, they have to take risks and hope they make the right choices. In the world of business, the main goal of management is to create value. But to achieve this, the decisions made by managers are crucial. They need to be bold and forward-thinking, not stuck in old ways. Managers should be like entrepreneurs, willing to take risks and make decisions even when the future is uncertain. It's about having the guts to shape what lies ahead, despite the unknowns. Management effectiveness. Various tools aid managers in assessing the risks and benefits of investments. However, it's crucial to understand that these tools are just helpers. They don't replace the need for thoughtful decision-making. Even the best managers have limits to what they can handle. In many companies, the demands on managers are greater than any single person can manage alone. That's why it's important to evaluate management effectiveness both individually and as a team. A successful management team needs diverse skills and viewpoints, but they must work together seamlessly to achieve more than they could individually. By collaborating effectively, the team can reach goals that would be out of reach for solo efforts. Key points. 1. Management is about creating value, not just supervision. It's the roadmap to business success. 2. Business models are like stories explaining how companies make money and succeed. 3. Strategy is crucial for business performance. It's about planning to outperform competitors. 4. Perfecting basic performance disciplines like the 80-20 rule leads to consistent success. 5. Continuous improvement involves focusing on what customers value most to enhance quality. 6. Empower individuals by promoting self-management and teamwork, guided by company values. 7. Effective management requires clear purpose, strategic design, and decisive execution to create value and steer through uncertain futures.